Heyo, welcome in. Latest episode, That SEC Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Bratton. Goodbye, SEC Mike. There's old cousin Shane, hey. Everybody's favorite cousin. Live from Tampa, SEC Media Days, day three. Probably the most tired day yet. How about you?
Oh, buddy, I tell you what, I got a little bump of volunteer energy before I jumped on here. DGG, Buckeyes, that one's on you. Come on. Oh, there's only one thing that makes me happier than landing a five-star recruit, Mike, and that's going over to Tennessee Legend Distillery. Remember, this whole episode, this whole event is brought to you by Tennessee Legend Distillery, best damn whiskey this side of the Mississippi. And if you get down there to two of the Sevierville locations, one of the Nashville locations, be sure to let them know the cousin sent you. Not only will you get a discount, but you will also receive a bonus gift. We got a bonus gift today. Thank you.
Someone's saying they could use that fire hydrant right next to your face.
The fire alarm was going off. That's why I appreciate everybody coming in. I know the time's been very fluid this week, and I apologize for that. But we have been on the go. We got a lot of great stuff coming your way. The buzz was in the air until Alabama showed up.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
And how about this, Shane? Upset of the century. Commissioner Greg Sankey joined That SEC Podcast exclusive interview. So tons of interviews. We've done more interviews today than we've done the entire media days. And we're going to try to top it tomorrow. But today's going to be tough to top. You know what?
I tell you, man, I don't stay up all night like I used to, knowing that we're going on Feinbaum. That used to be a thing where I'd be like anxious and thinking about it. It's not that. Thank you coming to the table, however, it happened. It felt like I was going to talk to my father-in-law, you know, for the first time. And I was like, what if he doesn't like me? You know, so great conversation with Sankey. That was actually a pretty cool interview. I didn't expect it to go that way. So, it was a great, great day, man. Yeah. Who else we have? Josh Pate came over, talked a little storm chasing with us.
Kaylee Mansell.
Yeah, we had some players. We had John Summerall didn't actually come to the booth, but he did swing by. Actually, he came by here and talked to us for a little bit.
Yep.
So it was good to see him and some Florida players.
Yeah, I mean, it was fantastic. But the star of the show, the star of media days up to this point, Pete Golding. How about that? Standing ovation. Well, I don't know if it's standing ovation, but applause for after his main media press conference.
Bless you, man.
Never seen that before.
No, but this is a sign of things coming. I sense, especially today, coaches are different these days, right? I feel like they're a little more open, a little more transparent. And guess what? The media loves that. And we're not going to I feel like hiding from stuff and the coach speak and you know, I'm watching Papaw Saban watch this thing, you know, and it's like the reins have been handed over. And I like this new group because they're going to tell you exactly what's going on. They're not going to BS you. They're going to let you know they've got some things they got to work out. But I thought Pete did great at the podium. I thought John Summerall did
all the
great.
The Gators are saying Summerall won the day.
Shit, man. I'm telling you, he lit like up this room.
I think he might run for president, Shane, after he wins a couple natties in Gainesville.
Yeah.
He was like a politician, and I say that in a good way. You know, just going in here, kissing babies, shaking everybody's hands, giving them what's up. I didn't see anybody that was not very was not excited to see John Summerall, and he was excited to see everybody. And I promise you, we've been doing this long enough. Like, most of these coaches, I don't even think – as big as we are, I don't even think they know we're here. You know, like, they don't look at us. They're just like, not John Summerall. He was over here high-fiving, saying what's up to everybody. That was unique. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and I appreciate his team. You know, they really reached out, too. And, you know, this is a new group, man. It's a new regime. And I would like – I said John Summerall would be the last one standing in a Royal Rumble fight, but it's definitely – John Summerall, because the guy is an absolute monster. And what I like about it is he's a football player too. You know, you kind of sense that bravado when he was out there. He was giving somebody a hard time because their phone went off during the press conference, you know. But this is a guy that, you know, when we talked to VB3, he was over here. He's like, one conversation with John Summerall, you're hooked. you're hooked. You want to be a part of that. And I feel like Florida's in good hands.
Someone asked, is Greg Sankey a cousin now?
I would love to have him in the family, but I think we're going to have to ask his handler first.
That's true. That's true. We'll save that for let's leave the premises before we get into that. But all right, let's just talk these teams, Shane.
Yes.
Ole Miss. A lot of Ole Miss love. Mm-hmm. We've heard multiple people, Shane, multiple have picked Ole Miss to win the national championship, people that we spoke with. That's pretty interesting, and again, a lot of people are very high on their defense.
Yeah.
I think Ole Miss is, I think as crazy as it sounds, they're being overlooked.
I think it was Neil that came over, and probably the first eye-opening conversation I had about Ole Miss, because I'm in that camp, right? I'm in that camp that Ole Miss is going to take a step back, which naturally, I think there's a lot of teams going to do that with the 9-game SEC schedule. But, you know, he was convincing me. And then it seems like every Ole Miss cat we get over here, he's, you know, selling that snake oil. And I'm like, well, dang, maybe I'm wrong. And then Pete comes out here, wins the day at the podium. And Trinidad, I mean, look good. Maybe that's the team that you know, we got LSU sneaking in here tomorrow. Lane Kiffin flying under the radar. And I think that was where the conversation could have went. And I feel like if Pete would have went that route, that coach speak route, it would have been more about Lane than it was. Pete established the identity of this team real early. And I think Ole Miss is in good hands as well.
Are you feeling any more confident about the Rebels? Because I know you've been kind of down on them. Are you feeling any more confident after media days?
You know, I've got this list. I got a note list where I've already got the 16 teams in.
Are you changing it every day, basically?
It's changing every single day. Every day. And as soon as I feel pretty confident about one, I have to move it up. Or as soon as some more questions pop up, another, it moves down. Unfortunately, Mike, they can't all be number one, right? So there's going to be...
You're not going to have 16 ones?
I tried. Like 1A. 2A.
Yeah, so we got to remember not to do the ballot.
Yeah.
That's another thing. Shane always, the end of the last day, he's like, I got to do that. And
I got to do
Mike,
that.
Who's the best defensive lineman?
Yeah, I know. When they start asking me left guards, I'm like, oh, this is not me.
How about some love for the Gators, Shane, about a lot of people are – have them pinpointed as I've not heard anyone say they're going to make the playoff, but they've said, you know, if there's a team that kind of comes out of nowhere to make the playoff out of the SEC, it is Florida.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had Zach come over. I think that was the initial conversation. That's where the buzz started for me for them Florida Gators. And
speaking of Tennessee legend,
I mean, we're sitting here 7.5. This is where Florida Gators are at, 7.5. You know what other teams are in 7.5? Ole Miss, you know, Oklahoma, Florida Gators, 7.5. That's kind of Tennessee, 7.5. That's wild to me. I think they're 7.5. Maybe they're 8.5. No, they're
7.5. Tennessee, 7.5.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're in that same grouping. First year coach, that's pretty impressive. And then when I hear the players talk, and then I hear Zach talk about the depth on the defense, you know, the wide receiver room coming together, the quarterback competition. There's so much that's going on in the swamp, but I don't know, man. Maybe this is the thing. You're looking for it, right? Everybody's looking for that lottery ticket to say, hey, I told you first that this team is going to be great. And I that's been a sexy pick here lately at Media Days.
Oh, how about, I forgot. Again, I don't want to give away any of the interviews yet, but we did have someone's bold take. There's going to be a major scandal in the SEC.
Yeah.
How... Now, Shane, scale of 1 to 10, how likely is there a major scandal in the – I mean, Tennessee just landed a big-time running back. It seems scandalous to me.
No, he just won't. I mean, he likes Knoxville, you know. It was a good decision by that young man. And, you know, I feel like something we were talking about yesterday, you know, if you're a running back, could you imagine – could you imagine coming out of high school as an elite running back prospect? I want to go somewhere that features a running back. and not so much a committee, somebody that I can be a bell cow and get my opportunity to make NIL money and move on to the NFL. Tennessee has proven that that is a location to do it.
You know who else has proven something to me, Shane?
Who's that?
Play his jingle for you.
Always showing up showing for up. Them boys yeah. in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Appreciate you, Steven. Up. He
Thank
gave
you,
us a nice donation, $20. Shane, he says, did DeBoer ever say it was going to be Mac Attack or the Russell Hustle? He did not, but very interesting. He said both guys have elite traits.
Yeah.
Which people have picked up on. But the consensus now, Shane, I've heard from a couple of people today, Austin Mack,
yeah,
likely the starting quarterback, and that's after months and months of us all saying Keelan Russell. Although, shout out Nick Kelly, who we have interviewed at Media Days, but we interviewed him a couple months ago,
mm-hmm.
and he said the same thing. He said, this is not over. This has not already been decided. This is significantly closer than people are letting on. So, again, Nick's a heck of a reporter, but the feeling coming out of Media Days is that Alabama starting quarterback could be Mac.
Well, yeah, and to kind of double down on that, he talked about his athleticism. You know, a lot of people didn't know that Mac could run. I mean, you're saying this in the big room. And so I feel like Kalen DeBoer is kind of in a rock and hard spot. You know, if you were to poll the fans right now, Alabama fans, that's not who they would have at QB1. However, you kind of got to trust Kalen DeBoer. And this is a guy that's been in Kalen's system for a couple of years now. You know, he knows what's to be expected. The playbook's probably not a problem for him. But you got an Alabama football team that I feel like, even though we didn't have a lot of buzz about him on this floor.
Very quiet.
I do think that it's a team that kind of has an opportunity to make a run early in the season. So the offensive line's my only concern. I'm not so much worried. It's like Josh Heupel. I'm not concerned with the quarterback as much as I am maybe with a position group, and this one being offensive line is what I'm more concerned about.
Very important question in the chat, yeah. Shane. Shout out Cousin Mason. Shane, have you partake in boiled peanuts while in Florida?
No. I mean, we really haven't left this building.
Last night for dinner, you said it was the best dinner.
Oh, well, yeah. One block, but there was no boiled peanuts on the way.
We left the building.
Yeah, yeah, we did. Yeah, I guess we did, to be fair. But, you know, I never understood the boiled peanuts deal, because I've seen it. I've seen stands on the interstate and stuff, yeah. And it's like, to be honest with you, I'm not quite sure how you eat those. Do you do take them out of the shell, right? Or don't? I don't know. I don't trust
I thought
them.
You were the expert.
Because some of them things look like they've been sitting in there for about 6 months, so I don't know.
Well, I think what you're really the expert in,
yeah,
for the cousins that want to know, what are these, Chinese cookies, or what mm-hmm. are they?
Fortune cookies?
No, those cookies you keep grabbing over there and eating.
Oh, Mexican cookies.
There you go.
Yeah, those are good.
I mixed that up.
Yeah, yeah. Mm, yeah, just a little off there. But, yeah, small bag, 90 calories. I try to do one a day, and I've already had my sweet treat for the day. So I've been good.
I don't know anything about it, because when they get put out, Shane grabs them all.
Yeah, well, I just get one. The little pistachios, those are the dangerous ones, 90 calories. But, no, the cafeteria food, I will say this, Mike, this was the best lunch today, and I think it has more to do with the Tide being in town. they heard Saban's going to be here, and they put out brisket, and it was actually pretty good.
How about A&M was the other one that went today? A lot of Aggies are fired up, Shane.
Yeah. What about Elko's comments about the
comment of the event so far? Anybody that missed it, he was asked, how does he keep the players from, you know, getting, how does he keep them motivated, essentially, mm-hmm. after last year's 11-win season? He said, hello, I show him the trophy case. It's empty, which I guess Texas fans are loving that more than A&M fans, but it's true, and that's how you motivate people. You know, we haven't earned anything yet.
Yeah, there's no trophy for going 10-0, is there?
Nope.
You know, you wish there was, and obviously it gained you a lot of confidence in your program, and you know, I think it elevated the expectations of Texas A&M. But at the end of the day, Mike, it comes down to how it ends in November. So Texas A&M is another one that was out of, you know, out of all the playoff returning teams, it seems like, actually, would you say, besides them and Bama, I guess in the same boat, least talked about and media? Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's because they're retooled on the offensive line, mm-hmm. change at offensive coordinator. Aside from people in Aggieland, the doubt people have for Marcel Reed, mm-hmm. there's a lot of doubt with that team.
Yeah.
Replacing some key players on defense. Hey, shout out to Cousin Sharon. She says, your sister loves boiled peanuts.
No,
just in case you, you might need to get her something for her birthday.
She's weird anyway. Back in the day, you know, I didn't know this was a thing. I know it got real trendy about the pickles, you know, but she was the first one I ever known that liked pickle juice. Mm-hmm. And apparently that's a big thing.
Oh, I'll tell you who's fired up.
I thought she was weird.
Cousin Jared. Sharon just gave us a nice donation. Appreciate you, Cousin Jared. He's fired up for LSU.
I love you, sis, by the way.
He's fired up for LSU.
Yeah. LSU?
Cousin Jared.
That's what you're fired up?
Cousin Jared. He's an LSU fan.
Well, I know.
How can he not be fired up?
I'm messing with him, man. You know, I'm fired up. I want to hear what Lane says. Now, here's the thing. Lane really does suck at the microphone. He's great on the keyboard, but he's terrible on the mic. But he is going to be hammered with questions from what coaches have said prior to his arrival. You got Josh Heupel coming up about the golf balls and the mustard bottles. You got Pete Golden talking about, you know, their relationship and the conversations that they had. There was Kirby Smart called out and said he was a troll, you know. So we hear this, and we're just building up ammunition. So when Lane does land, we're going to – that's one coach I can promise you will not be on this – on this road.
I wonder why. Hey, we got a question here from one of the cousins. I missed it, who it was, but they said, do we feel like we get more respect from the SEC each media days?
Yeah, I do. I could tell by the table location today. We're getting a little bit closer to the front door, which is awesome. I feel like, maybe not respect, but we've been here so long now that I can't get right.
They're going to show up.
I always wonder, like, you have something in your living room, you know, like you put a potted plant, one of them fake plants or something, and then next thing you know, it's 5 years later, and you're not noticing the plant because you've gotten so used to it. But then somebody's coming over and saying, damn, that's an ugly, ugly plant that you get. Well, that's us. We're ugly. We're ugly plants sitting over here.
That they can't get rid of.
They can't get rid of. There's some sentimental value to keeping us two here. Now that Sankey knows us, we may lose it. We may have lost it.
All right. So, hey, these two teams go head-to-head this year, Shane. And mm-hmm. since they were today, Ole Miss at Florida, both 7.5 over-under. How far could that game go in determining which one of those has the better season? Florida hosts Ole Miss week 4. How big is that game for both those programs?
Florida hosting Ole Miss
week 4 after LSU. You know,
it's so
and
funny.
After Florida Auburn, which, I mean, two big games for them back to back.
Because if you're power ranking teams we've talked about this week, Ole Miss is top 3. And the one games that I keep referencing how important week 1 is against Louisville. Yeah. And then everyone obviously wants to talk about the LSU matchup.
Right.
But it's the games after the quote unquote trap game. But you remember the last time that Ole Miss went down to the swamp, they ripped their hearts out. And the reason that Lane Kiffin's never been to a college football playoff is because of those Florida Gators. So, yes, you better damn believe. And that's one of the things, Mike, that we keep talking about this middle pack, these tiers. There's a whole grouping of these guys that can beat you. And I may have them 13 on my list, but that doesn't mean 13 can't beat 5. I certainly can see that this year in the SEC.
All right, but I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yes.
You reserve the right to change your opinion. The last can change. We got to pick it today. Ole Miss at Florida. We don't have any other information.
Yeah.
Ole Miss could drop both the big games they have. They could win both of them. I'm not telling you.
Yeah.
Who wins? Ole Miss at Florida.
Ole Miss wins the first quarter. Florida wins the last three. They beat them by two scores. Florida Gators.
Hey, I'm glad you said that, Shane, because you couldn't be more wrong. I think Ole Miss is going to whoop Florida's ass by six.
By six.
I think it'll be a good game.
It will be a really good game. I don't know if that's the John Summerall bump, you know, since, you know, I'm
going to get a bumps too. But I guess he didn't come.
He didn't even come over here. I don't even know if he was here. You know, I'm going off what people have told me.
Right.
But, no, I get it. Pete, everybody wanted to talk to him. They want a little Pete of that. So, no, I think that's going to be a great game, but that's what's funny is we circle most important games coming into the season. And it's a game like Florida and Texas that knocks a team out of the college football playoffs. But it also, I argue, is part of the reason that they got a new coach, because they show that it can be done down there, you know? So, yeah, I feel like these games of the week, games of the season are going to change. They're fluid.
Now, same thing.
Yeah.
The other two teams we had today, Bama, A&M. It's later in the season. It's at Bama. But Bama's got Georgia and at Tennessee prior.
And A&M's got Citadel and a bye week after. Yeah, I like A&M in that situation. Give me that all day long. It is on the road.
You hated A&M.
No, I don't hate A&M.
So you're going A&M to beat Bama? Even though you love Bama?
Sorry, Stephen, up, but there's a team that's moving quick down my list, and it's the Tide right now. Yeah, I'm not getting the warm fuzzies. And honestly, Kalen DeBoer, terrible at the mic today. Nothing. I got nothing here. And I feel like it almost feels like there's a setup going on, but we don't know about it yet. You know, you talk about a conspiracy. It just feels like that everyone is convinced that this is DeBoer's last year. They don't know how it's going to happen, but it just feels like that when I'm talking to some of these guys.
Maybe take like a Southern Cal job or something, or NFL job. Or
yeah, I told somebody earlier, I don't feel like Kalen gets fired, but wouldn't surprise me if a Big Ten opportunity comes open, he doesn't take it, you know, or an ACC team, or, you know, I would imagine he goes north, but we'll see.
Goes north.
Yeah. He does. But that being said, Mike, would it blow your mind? I guess it would yours, but I should say.
No, it wouldn't blow my mind. Defense is going to be solid.
Yeah.
They always have good quarterback play under DeBoer and Grubb. They got to figure out how to run the ball. Again, shout out Nick Kelly again. We had him on the show. He was touting up this freshman running back. Mm-hmm. Says he's amazing. I don't know how many good freshman running backs there are that don't have blockers.
Yeah.
You know? So they got to get that figured out. But if they get the offensive line figured out, I think it'll be – I think – There's a reason to believe in Alabama, and they probably love the fact no one's hyping them up. And now they won a playoff game last year.
And this is a program, again, if you don't have the schedule, it's ECU at home, Kentucky on the road, Florida State at home, South Carolina at home, Mississippi State on the road. I mean, odds are they're going to be favored in every single game there. So if that happens, they start out 5-0 going, you know, having Georgia at home, which – we've seen how that's worked out here lately. So I'm not giving up on the Tide. I'm just not as confident as I was coming into this week.
But you are a little bit more confident in A&M. Is that the Billy Lucci, David Nuno rubbing off on you or what?
No, I'm still out on them too.
Oh, gotcha.
I feel like we have a tendency to look at last year, and there's so much transition, but part of
A&M. Great receivers.
No. Great. They got dudes, man. Again, I'm not saying A&M can't make the college football playoffs, Mike. I'm just saying if I'm picking teams that are and some teams that aren't, they're on the aren't right now. They got a tough one.
They're in the aren't.
They're in the aren't group.
I've never heard that.
Yeah. Welcome to day three of Media Days, Mike. I'm going to come up with some more words.
What is it, the Barry Trammell? What was it, dumb?
Nimrods? No.
No. It was a new word I never heard before.
Dum-dums or num-dums?
That's something to...
Rum-dum or I don't know, something like that.
Something to be on the lookout for.
Words.
We're learning new words from Barry Trammell. So that was a really good interview. Always appreciate having him on the show. But, man, I'm... How about you, Shane? Did this happen to you? And I know it did. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah.
We interviewed so many people today that we'll be in the middle of a conversation. Like Shane asks a question, then I ask a question back and forth. And then Shane just starts like, he fires like four or five in a row because I don't think he realizes he's doing it. But I think of the next question I want to ask, and then we kick it to me and I'm like, shit, I lost it. It's gone. You know, and I have to scramble, and it's usually a two or three questions later I get back to, yeah, that was a good question. I'm going to circle back to it. Has that happened to you?
It does. And the dreaded, I'm not prepared for a question, and you look over at me, and I'm like, shit, I'm up. You know, that's when I'm scrambling and saying, hey, where are we eating in Lexington, Kentucky?
It's always Shane's go-to.
When in doubt, throw out a food question. You know what I'm saying? So as you're going through these interviews, if you hear a food question come up, that's not because I'm hungry. It's because I ain't got nothing for him right at that moment.
Yeah. Anything else? I'm not seeing a lot of questions from the cousins here. Mm.
Well, tomorrow we got LSU Tigers coming in. Texas,
Arkansas
is a team. If you were saying the teams we talked about the most this week, would you say
Texas
number one
by a country mile, Shane?
Ole Miss number two,
maybe. You know what? One we really talked to, and I don't even know that we've had a South Carolina guy on, but everybody's talking South Carolina. They did that last year too. Oklahoma.
Again, now that's one that's moving up my list.
The Gamecocks.
Yeah.
We had Beamer on.
I know. The Beamer bump. Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I may be doing it, but I think South Carolina's in for a big year. Big freaking year.
Was that your phone, Shane? They keep asking that went off during the Summerall interview?
Yes. I thought nobody would see me sneak out. No, it wasn't me. I don't think I've had a phone off silent in the last 5 years. There's no point. Yeah. Because my watch goes off if it's a phone call.
Right.
Honestly, I'm not going to answer it if we're in the middle of something anyway. I don't like phone calls. If you can text it to me. You know, nothing's worse than firing off a text and then you get a phone call.
Bulldog Mississippi, Shane was trusted with the responsibility of the fire extinguisher and the emergency exit.
That's it. I kind of messed up on the flight on the way down here. So, fat guy mentality, I'm like, hey, I'm going to get in early, and I'm going to get the extra the leg space, and I'm going to get the front row. That makes sense. But then I started thinking on my way down, I was like, I bet they thought that too, you know? So, the biggest people on the plane had the same idea and were in the same row. Because I thought about the emergency deal, because it also is extra leg room. And I feel like I messed up there. Rookie mistake.
You certainly did. You know who didn't?
Who?
Cousin Lou. Appreciate you.
Thanks,
Shane,
Lou.
What do you think about the latest running back commitment?
Oh, I love it. I love it, man. You know, we need it. Tennessee hasn't
RBU.
Had a lot of, we haven't had a lot of good things happen here lately, so it was nice to have something good happen for once. And, rumor has it that the school also received an Adidas package, which is coincidence, so they should have plenty of Tennessee gear to wear there.
How about this stat, Shane, from Tennessee? They have produced three straight 1,000-yard rushers, the current longest streak in the SEC. All three did it first year as a starter, and we're all SEC.
Yeah, I love it.
RBU?
RBU, yeah. Back in the day, we had a case for it, right? I know there's been some good ones. Auburn's had some good runs. Texas has had some good runs. Oklahoma definitely has had some good runs. There's been a couple of, but I feel like right now, man, consistently in the world of committees, to have that consistent run is tough, and Tennessee's on it. I like it. RB, it's better than punt you. You know?
Oski Sooner says that Tennessee's going to shock people with the new defensive coordinator, Jim Knowles. He is absolutely elite. You agree?
Yeah, I do. I do. Sharp-dressed man. He's a great – honestly, for me, I'm in that camp. It can't be worse, right?
Right.
You pair that with what I think will be a better Tennessee offense. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. And I know Aguilar's gone. And that kind of sucks, but
don't even need him. Making room.
Yeah. They didn't want controversy, you know? Could you imagine benching Aguilar for one of these guys, which was going to happen anyway?
I could imagine it. Can we get a power ranking updated? Shane's food and
paper. Yes. Yeah. So right now, number one is the steak place you took me to yesterday.
It's great.
The steak was great. I did not make it to the sides because I've been, like I said, a good boy. But then I would say today, brisket and that little chicken thing that they made, really good. Really good.
That was up there for you, huh?
The potato salad threw me off. I wasn't expecting that. I don't know if you had any. But, you know, there's like two types of potato salad. There's like that mayonnaise-y yellow one, and then there's kind of that whiter one. Does that make sense? And so I was expecting kind of a cool down on that potato. Had some spice to it. Wasn't ready for that. Caught me off guard. Had to go back to the chicken to cool things down. So fantastic. Fantastic.
I love how you strategize your meals.
Yeah. I like to. It's like I have to have an upper and a downer, you know. If I'm at a salsa place and I get a spicy, I love spicy salsa. But then about three chips in, you're like, dude, I got to cool this down. Got sour cream. Take a sour cream chip.
That little chicken thing.
Yeah. That was good. So that would be number two. And then number three, I'd probably say that Mexican place we had.
Yeah. What about Naked Farmer?
Naked Farmer, about four. I'd put it at the four spot. It's right there. It was plain, you know? I mean, it wasn't not seasoned or anything like that. It's just exactly what you thought it would be. The only thing that brought it up was the sweet potatoes. So that would be in the four spot.
All right, buddy. Anything else? I mean, I'm kind of running out of words here.
No. Yeah, I know it sucks that we can't give you more information on these, and I appreciate all the cousins that are tuning in. But
Shane, they're going to be so loaded with content. You don't have to apologize for anything. We got like
you'll see it.
40 videos coming.
We got some good shit coming, man. It is worth the wait, you know, because everybody's doing theirs right now, and so let's get all the boring content out of here. We'll get all the fun stuff coming up later. Hard hitting analysis coming from that SEC podcast, boys. So I appreciate everybody that's giving us a thumbs up. Yeah.
Old Mesa, Shane looking slimmer than yesterday. The food really is bad at the hotel.
You know. When it looks like I'm smaller than I was yesterday, you know what kind of camp I'm living in here. So, I appreciate all the coaches. I know because some of the coaches are listening. Yeah. They do. And the players are listening and people you're not expecting are listening. And I appreciate everybody that has brought a player over here. I appreciate everybody that's brought a coach over here. It's not easy to navigate this thing because Disney's going to get theirs, right? Mm-hmm. On3 is going to get theirs. And then eventually there's going to be
the last man on the totem pole.
That's right.
We wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah. The people's pod.
All right, buddy. So that's going to do it for this episode. We appreciate each and every one of you. We're going to try to re-energize. I've been going to sleep at 9 p.m. every night.
Yeah.
Still waking up exhausted. But we're going to do it one more day.
Yep.
It's going to be the best day yet.
Hell yeah.
And then we're going to head home and drop all this content. So we appreciate each and every one of you, and we'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.